I hear all this talk about how the Republicans are going to work in dealing with parents who have both the joy, because there's joy to it as well, the joy and the difficulty of raising a child who has a developmental disability, who were born with a birth defect. Well, guess what, folks? If you care about it, why don't you support stem cell research? Why are you not comparing about how you're going to do this stuff? You never could accuse us of not leading with our hearts. But in this case, our hearts are in sync with our heads.
That's Joe Biden speaking in St. Louis yesterday about embryonic stem cell research and developmentally disabled children, making a compassion connection, if you will. He says if you're really compassionate, you would support funding for embryonic stem cell research if you really cared about those who are developmentally disabled or have other diseases or afflictions. Is that true? Greg Kokel joins us for the last 10 minutes of Issues Etc. He's founder and president of Stand to Reason, based in Signal Hill, California, co-author of the book Relativism, Feet Firmly Planted in Midair. Greg, welcome back.
Nice talking to you, Todd.
Greg, first of all, your reaction to Joe Biden saying that if we were really compassionate toward all sorts of people with all sorts of afflictions, we would support funding for embryonic stem cell research.
Yeah, well, actually, he doesn't say embryonic stem cell research there. He says stem cell research, and that's an important detail. I think this shows that Joe Biden's confusion on at least two levels about a major ethical issue facing our nation. And this confusion or lack of understanding strikes me as especially unconscionable coming from a man who has been a U.S. senator for 36 years and who also wants to be, shall we say, a heartbeat away from the presidency. Here's Biden's first confusion. Republicans are not against stem cell research, as he claims. I mean, that was the words he used. I have the quote in front of me. Biden's comments are confusing here because either knowingly or unknowingly, he has not distinguished between two completely distinct types of stem cell research, distinct in their medical efficacy and distinct in their moral ramifications. And this distinction is absolutely vital whenever anybody talks about this. Republicans do support adult stem cell research, and they do so for two reasons. It has produced scores of medical treatments already. I'm talking about from various forms of cancer to rheumatoid arthritis to Parkinson's disease to spinal cord injuries. I mean, and the list goes on. And not only have they produced modalities that are actually working, but adult stem cell research is not morally questionable in any way. However, by contrast, Republicans do not support embryonic stem cell research for two reasons. First, it has not produced a single medical treatment, Todd, that is being used in the market to help anyone. Zero. Zip. Secondly, if they did produce it, they would be producing the treatments at the cost of human lives in the earliest stages of development, that at least in the minds of Republicans. I mean, this might be a debatable point, but this is the view. So embryonic stem cell research is not acceptable because it has a moral shroud over the procedure. Now, it's deeply troubling to me that Senator Biden seems not to be aware of these distinctions, since virtually everyone else in the discussion is. And if he is aware of it, then I think his comments are, you know, border on being demagogic. In other words, they're playing to the crowd here. But there's a second problem, very quickly. And this is another point of confusion, his confusion between these two particulars that relate to his challenge to Republicans on this issue. But secondly, he does not understand the logic of the pro-life view. I mean, the very reason that Republicans are in favor of sharing care and kindness to those who have disabilities and birth defects is the very same reason they are against using the youngest human beings as sacrificial fodder for medical advancement. Human beings have innate dignity at every stage of development and deserve the same respect and care at any level of development. So there's no inconsistency here at all, as he's suggesting when he says, I hear all this talk, and if you really care, there's no inconsistency. And the fact that Joe Biden is mystified on this point shows that he is either unconscionably ignorant or he is playing, in a sense, reprehensibly on the ignorance of his audience. And I don't know which one it is, but in either case, it does not bode well for Joe Biden.
How do you respond when he says, you know, we can, you know, never be accused of not leading with our hearts, but in this case, our hearts and our heads are together?
want him to know what he means by that. When he says our hearts and our heads are together, that is, we have a kind of an emotional motivation, and we have a good idea that's companioned with it, so we can fulfill our emotional desire with a methodology or something that is sound thinking as well. Well, tell me exactly what the sound thinking is. Is he saying that that the unborn is not an example of a valuable human being whose life is sacrificed for embryonic stem cell research? Or it is, and we're going to sacrifice it anyway. See, he doesn't make these distinctions, and so this is why I think that his appeal here is demagogic. It sounds really good to the audience, and you can hear him cheering on, but what the devil's in the details here?
Is he actually saying that the measure of real compassion would be, I mean, what he's actually saying, whether he knows it or not, is he actually saying that the measure of real compassion is our willingness to allow the end to justify the means?
I think what he's saying is that the measure of real compassion is action. It is not just emotion, but it is a proper and appropriate action. But the very issue here is whether embryonic stem cell research, in particular, the particular thing that Republicans are against, is an example of proper and appropriate action of love to help those people, conceivably help those people in the future who have these diseases. And the answer is, on two counts, no. For one, we have no evidence at all that ESCR actually produces those kinds of things. These particular kind of pluripotent cells are very unstable, and this is the problem that they've run into. Secondly, is it morally acceptable to do so? No, because by at least arguably here, and this is what needs to be argued and not just assumed by Joe Biden, arguably that benefit that comes to one as an act of love is as a result of harm that we are causing to another. And so that equation is not a legitimate ends justifying the means equation.
Okay. There will be vice presidential debates, and Joe Biden's counterpart on the Republican side is pretty clear that she does not favor embryonic stem cell research because it involves the destructive research and destruction of human embryos.
It's consistent with the pro-life position, right?
Okay. If you could craft one question for Senator Biden that should be asked to clarify his position on embryonic stem cell research in a debate, what would that be, Greg?
Well, I guess I'd want to... The first question that comes to mind, and maybe if I had more time to think about this, I would craft a better one that's more all-inclusive. But I'd want to ask Joe Biden, why do you think that Republicans are against embryonic stem cell research, yet at the same time are in favor of helping those who are developmentally disabled or have birth defects? You've suggested here, this seems a mystery to you, that this is an inherent contradiction. Why? What do you think they're thinking? Do you think they're just living with the contradiction? What do you think their view actually is? Now, this is an integrity question, because I think he knows perfectly well what the view is, that he knows that he understands fundamentally the difference here. But he is allowed, and I keep using this word because I think it's appropriate, he is allowed to make demagogic appeals that is kind of appealing to the base popular passion of those people he's speaking to that are not consistent with the truth, because he wants the end result. He wants the cheering that he got, and he wants our side to look hypocritical and inconsistent and not really caring. Well, whatever you say about Sarah Palin, boy, it seems pretty clear that she does really care, and she's evidencing it with every action of her life, and so he's got to take that away from her. And I want to ask a question that goes right to the point. Do you get it or don't you? Are you ignorant of the truth of the matter here? And that's unconscionable, it seems to me, given what you're trying to do. Are you ignorant of the other side's view and the reasons that they hold their view? Or are you aware of it, but you're twisting it for political advantage? I don't see how we can get out of that. I think that's exactly what's going on. It's either the one or the other, because the Republican view is nuanced and very carefully thought through, and he apparently is not giving any credibility to refined distinctions that are terribly important for somebody of his stature running for his office dealing with a moral issue of this consequence.
Folks, while surfing the web tonight, just go to our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, click on demand, and you'll find a direct link to Greg Kokel and Stand to Reason, issuesetc.org. Greg Kokel is founder and president of Stand to Reason, based in Signal Hill, California. He's co-authored the book Relativism, Feet Firmly Planted in Midair. Greg, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for letting me weigh in, Todd. I appreciate it.
Tomorrow on the program, Dr. Albert Mohler will be our guest. We'll be talking with him about the new atheists. We haven't spoken with him in a long, long time. Dr. Christian Smith, a long-awaited interview with the researcher who said today's teenagers are, in essence, moral therapeutic deists. Not Christians, but moral therapeutic deists. We'll talk about the religious and spiritual lives of American teenagers. Friday, we'll visit with Ed Meese, former attorney general, and we'll discuss yoga with Elliot Miller. Compassion is a good thing. And yes, compassion does take action. Compassion also stops and thinks about the means, not only the ends, but the means, because the end never, never justifies. It's never, ever a justification for whatever means you want to use. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.